Welcome to the Sanha call-in program on Radio Islam International. The lines you'd like to call in are open on 011-854-1548. If you have any call-in queries, if you'd like to send your message via WhatsApp, 072-786-1548. Welcome, Mulana Ridwan, to the program. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Now, how are you doing on this lovely evening where the rain continues to pour down on Lanesia? What's it like in Joburg, Mulana?
It rained a bit, but at the moment it isn't raining. It is overcast and there's a slight wind, but it isn't raining at the moment.
Ah, okay.
Well, at least in the part where I am.
Alhamdulillah. Well, it's been a busy few days. We're going to come to that. We'll talk about that in a short while, about some of the happenings in the last few days. But let's get to the caller first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're live on air. What is it that you'd like to know?
I wanted to know if that Bani cake is that halal?
Yes, it is halal.
Okay, jazakumullah khair for that query. 072-76-1548 is Monster Halal. Mulan, did you get that? Oh, Mulan Ridwan dropping on us. Yes, that is the nature of the lines when you have weather like this. You can't take anything for granted. So, yes, we'll try and get Mulana back on the line shortly so that he can continue taking your queries, inshallah. We'll try and get it back. In the meantime, if you have any queries, 072-786-1548, have you taken a listen to the interview that was on Thursday afternoon with Mulana Navlaki and Mufti Abdullah? What are your thoughts about the interview on the Saudi meat issue? If you have any thoughts, do send it through to us, and we will... we'd like to, you know, get your thoughts on the issue and discuss further and look at ways in which we can take the discussion forward, inshallah. We have Mulana Ridwan back with us on the line.
You're tuned to the Sanha call-in program. If you have any queries, call 011-854-1548 or SMS 084-580-1548.
Yes, it is the Sanha calling program. Mulana Ridwan joins us on the line. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, the question that came through, Mulana, with regards to Monster drink.
Monster, unfortunately, we don't have any details. We have created the product. It is made in America and in Europe. Unfortunately, they haven't been able to provide us with details on the ingredient composition, and therefore, as a result, we are unable to advise consumers.
So is there no way of taking a product and doing some tests on the product and that will reveal what is it, what is in the product?
I suppose you can do tests, but whether it will reveal everything or just generally is another matter altogether. And obviously, it becomes very difficult in terms of, you know, it's financially not viable to be able to conduct such tests. Apparently, they're very, very expensive to get the ingredient composition. You'd also not be able to find out the exact source. For example, if you were to do a test and, you know, a strawberry flavor is used, the exact composition of that may prove to be a bit difficult. So it's not something we would, you know, go down. A route we would just necessarily go down.
Okay, so that is the explanation in that regard. We do have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
What is it that
you want to know? Is Marvelous Creations halal?
Yes, the Cadbury Marvelous Creation chocolate is halal too.
Okay, jazakumullah khair for that. Let's move on to the next one. Is Sesco bread okay?
There's no problem with Tesco bread.
Clover, the classic yogurt.
Clover classic yogurt is halal suitable as well.
Let's move on to the next one. 072-786-1548. Which speckled eggs can we eat?
Mufti Saab, at the moment, I'm not aware of any that are certified by us. I'm not sure if the Bayers make a particular one. I'd have to check up on that. But as it stands, there's not any of the speckled eggs that are, you know, in the major chain stores that are approved by us. A lot of them have gelatin, so unfortunately, those will not be approved.
Oh, Jazakumullah khair for the clarification. The next query that comes through, and lines are open, and the next one is the Paco products halal?
Paco has an extensive range. We haven't certified the range as such. We would appeal to consumers to give us details of the specific product they require information on so that we may check and advise, because, as I said, it's not a company that's certified, so I can't give blanket approval for that.
Then, can we eat from Milky Lane?
Milky Lane, we had been dealing with them. Unfortunately, the process didn't continue when the company was bought over. We are trying to source further information, but as it stands, the only advice we are able to give is that the plain ice creams, plain milkshakes, etc., those are fine.
Jazakumullah khair. The next one is the Maynard wine gums.
Maynard wine gums are not approved by Senha. They contain gelatin derived from non-halal sorted animals.
Snickers chocolates.
Snickers chocolate, no problem with that. It is halal.
Then the next one is, okay, let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalam. I'd like to know if Siemens Burg cheese is halal.
Which cheese of Siemensburg? They have quite an extensive range. For example, is it the mozzarella, feta, cream cheese that you're explaining about?
Cream cheese.
The cream cheese is not approved. It has gelatin derived from non-halal sorted animals, which we do not approve.
And I'd like to know if the bonito cheese is halal.
Bonita?
Cheese.
See, the bonita non-processed cheeses are halal to the bone.
The next one is the Petal Pop ice cream.
Petal Pop ice creams, what we need to remember is that certain of them are made overseas, and those are not certified by Senha. We would advise consumer, when it comes to Ola products, Ola ice cream products, please look for the Senha logo. Products, ice creams that bear the Senha logo, only those are certified by Senha. Ola is made at various facilities throughout the world, throughout South Africa, and the only guidance we are able to accurately give consumers is to look for our logo. Those are definitely certified, those are definitely halal. When it comes to products manufactured in facilities where we do not have any information, then our logo will not appear on such products. So with regards to the Petal Pop, kindly look at the packaging, and if it has the Senha logo, that's certified. If it doesn't have the Senha logo, then unfortunately it is made in a facility that we do not certify or we do not endorse.
Let's go back to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
What is it that you'd like to know?
I just want to find out about the Magnum ice cream. It's the imported one.
It's an Ola product, and as I've just mentioned, that particular product is made in Hungary. We do not have any information on it. It does not carry the Senha logo. It is not certified by Senha.
Okay, JazakAllah khair for that. The next one is the M&M. What's it?
M&M.
Chocolates.
M&M, the only country that we're able to give information about is the M&M's manufactured in Malaysia. Besides that, unfortunately, we haven't been able to source accurate information. The information has been very sparse, and unfortunately, we can't make a decision based on the type of information that has come from other countries. So only the ones made in Malaysia are approved by us.
Two callers on the line. Let's go to the first one.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Is Borneo halal?
Sorry, Borneo.
It's a vanilla flavored, like a crispy cocoa biscuit.
What's the name again?
Borneo's.
Where is that particular product made?
I think it's made in Turkey.
In Turkey, no. Unfortunately, we don't have details on that.
Okay, JazakAllah.
Salaam.
Wa alaikum salam. Let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Gee, you live on air. What is it that you like to know?
I'd like to find out the Queen's Danish biscuits. Are they halal? It's made in Denmark.
No, we don't have information on that.
Oh, okay, no problem. JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's look at some of the SMSs that have come through. Pringles made in Malaysia.
Pringles made in Malaysia, we're not really sure about that. The Pringles that are sold in South Africa, the non-meat variants, those are fine. But as far as Malaysia is concerned, we do not have details on that.
Then the next one is Bonita Gouda cheese. Is it halal, the block cheese?
To the block cheese, the Gouda is halal.
Please, can Sanha clarify if Cadbury chocolates are halal? There has been rumors about it being haram to consume.
Cadbury chocolates, what we would advise consumers is the locally manufactured chocolate. Chocolates manufactured in South Africa, those are halal, so to that. As far as the products that are made overseas, we don't have information on that, unfortunately.
Okay, JazakAllah khair for that. If you'd like to call in, the lines are still open on 011-854-1548. The Paddle Pop ice cream, the mini tubes.
Again, it's an Olaf product, and as we advised twice already, that if it carries the Senha logo, that will be certified. If it does not carry the Senha logo, then unfortunately we are unable to give any guidelines and assurances on such products.
Nutri-Day low-fat fruit cocktail yogurt.
The Nutri-Day.
Yes.
No, I didn't get that one.
Nutri-Day low-fat cocktail yogurt.
Low-fat cocktail yogurt. I'm not particularly sure about that. What we do have information on is the medium-fat flavored smooth yogurt from Nutri-Day. Those are halal. What I would advise the consumer is to please email us, helpline@senha.org.za, and you'll send a full list of the known yogurt that are approved and those that are not approved. So please forward an email to helpline@senha.org.za.
Next one is that, okay, let's go take the call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Gee, what is it that you like to do?
Is the pecan maynard soft fruity flavored gums halal?
If those are the ones without gelatin, then yes, they are halal. If they contain gelatin, then no, we don't approve those.
Okay, JazakAllah.
Okay, JazakAllah khair for that. Let's take the next one. Is Yum Yum small cups of yogurt halal?
Yum Yum, as far as I know, those are made by Parmalat, and they would not be approved by Senha because of gelatin.
Okay, then the next one is the Arrow Bubbles halal?
Arrow Bubbles, we need to determine whether they're made locally. I know a lot of the Nestle Arrow Bubbles are made in the UK and other European countries. Those, unfortunately, we do not certify. Senha is an association with Nestle South Africa, and we certify the Nestle South Africa chocolate. So please do look for the logo and the country of manufacture.
Let's go back to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu
alaikum. Salam.
Yes.
I just want to know if we can have today's pastry and cheese puff in also. Today's pastry, cheese puff.
Today's the plain pastries. The plain pastries, there's no problem with that. But meat fillings, etc., those we unable to give any details on that. But plain puff pastry, that's fine.
Puff pastry, but they've got little little ones with cheese in it.
No, unfortunately, we don't know what cheese is used in there. It's only the plain pastry that we can give advice on.
The plain pastry we can use.
Sure.
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah. Let's take one or two SMSs. The next one is that the Mondelez has taken over Cadbury. Do you know anything about that?
See, that has happened quite a while ago. In fact, Kraft Foods bought over Cadbury, and it is now the Kraft Sweet division, the confectionery division of Mondelez, that actually runs the business. That has been a development for quite some time now.
Beacon Easter eggs.
The Beacon marshmallow Easter eggs are not approved because of gelatin. However, the plain hard white shell, outer shell, with a hollow chocolate filling, and that is halal suitable.
Is Sweet Lovers products halal?
I'm not too sure which company they're referring to. We'd need more details on that. So please give us a call, 0861-786-111, and we can try and follow up on that.
Okay, then the next one is Rascals halal?
Rascals are not approved. They have gelatin derived from non-halal sorted animals.
Then the next one that comes through is which Danone yogurts can one consume?
Danone yogurt is the medium fat flavored smooth yogurt that are halal. Once again, we would appeal to consumers to please email us, helpline@senha.org.za. We will then send you a list of all yogurts that are approved by us. So whoever wants a list, please do email us and we will forward you the list.
And while the current saga surrounding the meat from Saudi Arabia, we did have Moulana Vlaki on the program on Thursday afternoon. But there has been continuous requests as to what is the directive that Sanaa gives to prospective Hujjaj and Mu'tamireen. So, what do you tell them?
She is, as Moulana Vlaki explained in quite detail, we cannot, pass a blanket ruling that everything sold in Makkah and Medina and the Holy Lands is not halal. Yes, we do have concerns with regards to imported meat, especially from South America and from Latin countries, where we have visited plants, over several years and found the halal program to be quite lacking. And something we're not comfortable with. So, a lot of the franchises may opt for that type of chicken. What arrangements have been made by the authorities in terms of ensuring it's halal status? Unfortunately, we don't have any jurisdiction on that. What we would advise consumers, is to question the source of the meat item, the poultry item, or the red meat item, from restaurants or from hotel kitchens, etc. And where it's locally slaughtered, then that would be the safest option. We should try and be very circumspect and very careful when it comes to meat that has been imported into the kingdom. On one hand, we can't give a blanket ruling that everything is not halal, nor can we just say everything is halal without actually knowing what goes on there. It is very difficult for us to comment because we don't have any jurisdiction. We can't identify or isolate restaurants that are using a certain brand or product. What we have seen and have noticed is that some of the restaurants, some of the eating outlets would have signs that this establishment uses local chicken. So there is some awareness and understanding from the restaurant owners as well that a lot of the Hujjaj or those visiting the Holy Land would like to purchase such meat only. And so they have that announcement or those notices placed at the specific store. And ultimately, it's just with the discretion of the individual on what they're comfortable with, etc.
Jazakumullah khair. On that note, we end the program for this evening. Mulana, Jazakumullah khair for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.